Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Finding the Missing Millions in M&A by Holly Moini is a practical business guide to mergers and acquisitions focused on the value that often disappears in plain sight, written from the perspective of a CFO, CPA, and M&A advisor. The book aims to help both buyers and sellers improve outcomes by approaching transactions with clearer financial insight and stronger process discipline. Rather than treating M&A as a single negotiation event, it frames deal success as the result of decisions made across the full lifecycle, from early preparation and diligence through closing and beyond. A central theme is that small misunderstandings in financial reporting, especially around EGIDA and its adjustments, can translate into large valuation impacts. Moini emphasizes reducing avoidable risk, preventing post-close disappointment, and building a more reliable path to value creation. The overall purpose is to equip deal participants to spot hidden issues, present stronger financial narratives, and structure transactions that hold up under scrutiny. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the full M&A lifecycle, not just the closing table. A core idea in the book is that the biggest gains and losses in M&A are rarely decided only in final negotiations. Moini highlights the importance of viewing transactions end-to-end, because value can be created or destroyed at multiple points before a deal is marketed during diligence, in the purchase agreement, and in execution after close. This lifecycle view encourages readers to treat preparation as a strategic phase where the company's financial story, operational readiness, and risk profile are shaped long before buyers set a price. For sellers, that can mean cleaning up reporting, strengthening recurring performance signals, and anticipating questions that might lead to retrades. For buyers, it means designing diligence to find the drivers of sustainable cash flow and the liabilities that undermine it. By shifting attention from deal theatrics to repeatable process, the book positions M&A success as something that can be managed deliberately. The point is not that risk can be eliminated, but that it can be identified earlier, priced more accurately, and handled with clearer decision-making. Secondly, EBITDA mechanics and why small adjustments move big valuations. The book places strong emphasis on EBITDA because it is a common foundation for valuation in many middle-market transactions. In part, Moini explains that disagreements about EBITDA are not merely accounting debates. They often determine purchase price, leverage capacity, and the credibility of the seller's performance claims. Readers are guided to pay close attention to how EBITDA is calculated, what is included or excluded, and how normalized earnings are presented. This includes understanding adjustments that may be viewed as legitimate add-backs versus those that buyers may challenge as non-recurring, unsupported, or symptomatic of deeper operational weakness. And Moini also underscores the interpretive side. The same financial results can be framed as a stable earning engine or as fragile performance, depending on the consistency and transparency of the numbers. For sellers, a disciplined approach to EBITDA can prevent last-minute value leakage during diligence. For buyers, rigorous scrutiny can prevent overpaying for earnings that will not persist after transition. The overall takeaway is that technical accuracy and clear documentation can protect millions in enterprise value. Thirdly, accounting choices that suppress or unlock enterprise value. Moini draws attention to how accounting practices and financial presentation can either strengthen or weaken a company's perceived quality of earnings. The book focuses on the practical reality that buyers evaluate not only profitability, but also the reliability of the reporting behind it. When financial statements are inconsistent, overly manual, or not aligned with how the business actually operates, acquirers tend to discount value and increase protections for themselves. Conversely, cleaner reporting and well-supported policies can help management defend margins, working capital expectations, and forecasts. In this context, the book encourages readers to look for hidden landmines that can surface during diligence, such as unclear revenue recognition patterns, cost classification issues, or one-time items that are not tracked well enough to justify adjustments. Importantly, it treats financial discipline as a value creation lever, not just compliance. By improving the clarity of the financial narrative and the systems that generate it, companies can reduce buyer uncertainty and improve deal terms. The message is that value is not only built through growth, but also through credibility, transparency, and control over the numbers that define performance. Fourthly, risk reduction and avoiding regret before and after close. A recurring theme is minimizing regret, which Moini connects to risks that are predictable, but often ignored in the rush to complete a transaction. The book frames risk broadly not only financial misstatements, but also process gaps, weak documentation, and unclear assumptions that later trigger disputes or performance shortfalls. For sellers, that can include underestimated liabilities, incomplete support for add-backs, or unresolved operational issues that prompt buyers to reprice late in the process. For buyers, it can include optimistic synergy assumptions, insufficient integration planning, or failure to test whether earnings are durable under new ownership. Moini encourages a disciplined approach to identifying risk early and deciding what to fix, what to disclose, and what to price into the deal. This mindset supports smoother diligence, fewer surprises, and fewer post-close conflicts. The practical orientation is that risk management is part of maximizing value, because every unanswered question becomes a negotiation lever for the other side. By treating diligence readiness and decision discipline as essential, Wish, the book aims to help deal teams avoid the kind of transaction that looks successful on paper but disappoints in reality. Lastly, building scalable systems that support long-term value creation. Beyond transaction tactics, the book emphasizes building a business that can sustain value, whether the goal is to sell, acquire, or operate more profitably after a deal. Moini highlights the importance of scalable systems and repeatable processes that strengthen performance and reduce dependence on heroics from founders or a few key employees. In an M&A context, operational and financial systems influence both valuation and integration success. Companies with clearer metrics, tighter controls, and consistent reporting typically inspire more buyer confidence and can move through diligence with less friction. For buyers, scalable systems and good data reduce integration risk and make it easier to confirm that expected value will be realized. For sellers, investing in systems can improve the company's story and reduce the perception that results are accidental or founder-dependent. The book's broader argument is that value is created by intention, aligning operations, finance, and decision-making so that performance is measurable and repeatable. That approach supports better pricing, better terms, and a smoother transition. It also reinforces the idea that M&A is not an endpoint but a moment in a longer business life cycle. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders planning an exit, CEOs weighing acquisition opportunities, private company operators preparing for diligence, and finance leaders who need to translate accounting realities into deal outcomes. Investors and advisors will also find it useful as a reminder that many of the biggest value swings in M&A come from basic disciplines, clear financial reporting, credible data, and early identification of risks that can later become negotiation weapons. The main practical benefit is a more structured way to think about where money is lost in transactions and how to prevent that loss through preparation, documentation, and process. Intellectually, it reinforces that M&A is not just strategy and negotiation. It is also execution, financial clarity, and systems that make performance believable and repeatable. Compared with many M&A books that focus heavily on high-level deal-making or integration theory, Moini's positioning is more financially grounded and operator-oriented, reflecting a CFO and CPA perspective. That makes it a strong complement to broader M&A strategy titles, especially for readers who want to understand how accounting choices, EBITDA interpretation, and lifecycle discipline can directly change valuation and reduce post-close disappointment. If you would like to support Holly Moini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.